Inside Google's headquarters, Melanie Mitchell found herself ironically lost while heading to discuss AI, a perfect metaphor for the field itself. The company that began as a search engine now pursues an audacious mission: solve intelligence and use it to solve everything else. This ambition reflects AI's perpetual optimism, dating back to pioneers who predicted human-level AI within a decade, forecasts still unfulfilled half a century later. The field exists in a state of contradiction. Some claim we're approaching superintelligence, while others insist we've made minimal progress toward machines that truly think. This tension reveals the central question: will AI eventually show that our most cherished qualities, intelligence, creativity, consciousness, are merely a bag of tricks, easily replicated by algorithms? Or is there something fundamentally different about human understanding that machines cannot capture? The scientific pursuit of intelligent machines began with mathematicians viewing thought as mechanical symbol manipulation. The term artificial intelligence emerged from a 1956 Dartmouth workshop, launching a field marked by optimism despite limited computing power. Early AI researchers pursued competing approaches: mathematical logic, statistics, and brain-inspired models. Symbolic AI initially dominated, with programs manipulating human-readable symbols through explicit rules, achieving successes but proving brittle outside their programming. Neural networks gained attention with Rosenblatt's perceptron until Minsky demonstrated their limitations mathematically. The field entered its first AI winter when symbolic AI failed to deliver promised breakthroughs. Neural networks resurfaced in the 1980s with backpropagation, but cycled through hope and disappointment until internet data and computing power finally enabled the next revolution. Around 2012, deep learning neural networks achieved breakthrough results across domains. Google's self-taught cat recognition network, IBM's Watson defeating Jeopardy champions, and DeepMind's AlphaGo beating world champion Lee Sedol demonstrated AI's expanding capabilities. These advances have integrated AI into daily life through virtual assistants, facial recognition, translation, and self-driving cars. Tech giants now invest billions in AI research, with venture capital funding growing exponentially. Yet these systems remain narrow or weak AI, excelling at specific tasks but lacking versatility. AlphaGo masters Go, but can't play even simple games like tic-tac-toe. The question of machine thinking has persisted since AI's inception. Turing's imitation game proposed that a machine passes if a human judge cannot distinguish it from a human in conversation. While modern chatbots show impressive linguistic capabilities, this reveals more about human anthropomorphization than genuine machine intelligence. Kurzweil's singularity predicts superhuman AI by 2045, though critics argue this oversimplifies the challenges of creating true artificial intelligence. Computer vision demonstrates both AI's advances and shortcomings. Since Minsky's 1966 Summer Vision Project, teaching computers to describe images has remained difficult. The breakthrough came through convolutional neural networks, ConvNets, modeled after the brain's visual cortex, processing images through layers that detect increasingly complex patterns. In 2012, AlexNet dramatically outperformed traditional methods, igniting a revolution. Applications expanded quickly: better image search, photo tagging, pedestrian detection for vehicles, and medical diagnosis. Yet, limitations persist. The best systems achieve 98% top 5 accuracy, but only 82% top 1 accuracy. More concerning, ConvNets remain vulnerable to adversarial examples, images with subtle pixel modifications causing dramatic misclassifications. While humans experience visual illusions too, our errors differ fundamentally from neural networks, which lack contextual understanding. For machines to truly describe what they see, they need to recognize relationships between objects, understand actions and emotions, and communicate these insights through language, capabilities still beyond current systems. Despite media claims that deep learning systems teach themselves or learn similar to the human brain, their learning process differs dramatically from human learning. Children learn categories from few examples and infer abstractions, while neural networks require massive labeled data sets, multiple training passes, and expert network whisperers to tune hyperparameters. This data hunger relies on internet users who unknowingly provide training material through uploads and prove you're not a robot verifications. Self-driving car companies exemplify this by employing workers to manually label video footage. AI systems struggle with the long tail problem, unlikely scenarios rarely appearing in training data. While self-driving cars might handle common situations well, they falter with rare events like salt lines confused for lane markings. Humans navigate such novelty through common sense knowledge. Neural networks often learn unexpected correlations rather than intended concepts. A network trained to identify animals might actually associate blurry backgrounds with animals instead of recognizing the animals themselves. This overfitting means networks perform well on similar test data, but fail when patterns change. These reliability issues can lead to errors, like Google's photo tagging feature labeling African Americans as gorillas, biases that can magnify societal prejudices when embedded in systems used for credit decisions, airport screening, and security. Despite advanced AI systems matching or exceeding humans on narrow tasks, they lack the rich meanings humans bring to perception, language, and reasoning. Mathematician Giancarlo Rota's question, "I wonder whether or when AI will ever crash the barrier of meaning," highlights this challenge. Humans understand situations in a deep, essential way that AI systems don't yet possess. Humans naturally develop core knowledge that organizes the world into coherent objects. As infants, we acquire intuitive physics, biology, and psychology, understanding that objects fall when dropped, living things move independently, and others have feelings and goals. Understanding involves predicting what might happen next through mental models. Abstraction helps us categorize specific instances, while analogy enables us to recognize patterns across contexts. As Douglas Hofstadter noted, without concepts, there can be no thought, and without analogies, there can be no concepts. Creating machines capable of human-like conceptual thinking remains largely unsolved. Bongard problems, visual puzzles requiring sophisticated pattern recognition, illustrate this challenge. These puzzles resist AI solutions because they demand what humans possess, determining relevant attributes, perceiving abstract patterns, and creating new concepts spontaneously. Nearly all of AI's most important questions from 1955 remain open today. As Microsoft's Eric Horvitz joked, the original proposal could be resubmitted to the National Science Foundation today and would probably get some funding. This isn't criticism. AI is as challenging as any grand scientific endeavor. Legitimate concerns about AI include potential job losses, misuse, unreliability, and vulnerability to attack. Some fear AI will too easily match human cognition, reducing sublime human creations to bags of tricks replicable by algorithms. These fears are premature. We tend to overestimate AI advances while underestimating our intelligence's complexity. Today's AI remains far from general intelligence, and machine superintelligence isn't on the horizon. The real danger is AI's brittleness, systems making errors when input varies from training examples. The problem isn't machines becoming too smart, but remaining too stupid while making increasingly important decisions. As economist Sendhil Mulanathan noted, we should fear machines making decisions that they don't have the intelligence to make, or, as Pedro Domingos put it, people worry that computers will get too smart and take over the world, but the real problem is that they're too stupid and they've already taken over the world.